effective or passionate and compelling, when you are through listening to this classic collection, you'll understand why legendary speaker and co-founder of Nightingale Conant, Mr. Earl Nightingale, called Jim Rohn the most powerful, results-oriented leader and speaker of our time. In this first volume of our series, A Philosophy of Personal Responsibility, we begin with the foundational idea that underlay every major topic that Jim Rohn ever discussed, the idea that you are 100% responsible for the results that you achieve in your life. We'll begin with a segment where Jim Rohn discusses why responsibility is a philosophy that is the major determining factor in how your life works out. Then, Jim will discuss why taking responsibility is the key to developing the ambition you need to propel you to greater success. And Jim concludes the session with an unforgettable segment on why personal responsibility is a key indicator and determinant of great character. So for this first segment, sit back and take a front row seat at one of Jim's live seminars as Nightingale Conant is proud to present the ultimate Jim Rohn library.
Philosophy, the major determining factor in how your life works out. Philosophy, to form our philosophy, you gotta think, you gotta use your mind, you gotta process ideas. And this whole process over a lifetime, starting way back here when we were children, schools that we've attended, our parents, our experiences, all this stuff that we've processed by the thinking process helps to develop our philosophy. And in my opinion, each person's personal philosophy is the major factor in how your life works out. Here's what I called it in that last presentation when I was here. It's called the set of the sail. Each person's personal philosophy is like the set of the sail. Now, I used to think it was circumstances that ordered my life. If someone would have asked me at age 25, Mr. Rohn, how come you're not doing well? Pennies in your pocket, creditors calling, nothing in the bank, behind on your promises to your family, you live in America, 25 years old, got a beautiful family, every reason to do well, and things are not going that well for you. What is wrong here? It would not have occurred to me to blame my philosophy. I mean, it would not have occurred to me. Saying, well, I got this lousy philosophy, and that's how come I got pennies in my pocket and nothing in the bank, and things aren't working well. That would not have occurred to me. I found it much easier to blame the government. Much easier to blame the tax problem. I used to say taxes are too high. Top tax rate when I first started paying taxes, 91%. Back then, when your income reached a certain level, all your income over that, 91%. So I used to say that's too high. Now the top tax rate's about 33%. But people are still saying what? Taxes are too. See, but you can't use that anymore. If it's gone from 91 to 33, how could it be too high? Come on. I threw all that old excuse stuff away. Some people found it, though, and they're using it these days. My old list. I used to blame the traffic, the weather, used to blame circumstances, right? People say, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too old, I was raised in obscurity, raised on a farm, parents of modest means, all the stuff. If you were to ask me, how come you find yourself here, Mr. Rohn, age 25, living in America, land of abundance and opportunity, pennies, zero in the bank, not doing well, creditors calling, it would not have occurred to me to blame my philosophy. I found it easier to blame the company policy. I used to say, if this is all they pay, how do they expect you to do well? So I figured that, you know, my future was going to be tied to what everybody else was arranging, the economy and, right, interest rates. I used to say things cost too much. That was my whole explanation, not my philosophy, until my teacher taught me better that this is where the problem was, my own personal philosophy. Here's what's exciting about each person's personal philosophy. That's what makes us different than dogs and animals and birds and cats and spiders and alligators. That's what makes us different than all other life forms. The ability to think, the ability to use your mind, the ability to process ideas and not just operate by instinct. In the winter, I'm telling you, the goose can only fly